You love to act so jealous. I can tell by the way you look at us. And you want something you won't get, huh? Oh, honey, you had more than enough. Why you gotta act so jealous? You want it, you want it, you want it, you want it. Hella toxic, looks so precious. Want it, you want it, you want it, you want it. Why you gotta act so headless? You want it, you want it, you want it, you want it. Nothing much, nothing special. You want it, too much.
Why you gotta act so jealous? So toxic, so precious. Why you gotta act so headless? It's nothing special.
You don't have to act so jealous. I can tell by the way you look at us. And you want something you won't get, huh?
Hello, this is Nat. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm hosting the show Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel at 11:04 on Wednesday, February 25th, 2024, the last February 25th, the last hour of February 25th. Super, like, you know, stupid thought, but, like, literally every day only happens one time in the history of the universe, I think. So, I think that makes things pretty special, does it not? Anyways, it's the last week of Black History Month, and when I was making the playlist for today, I settled on, I guess things that would have, what did I say? Things that would blow my mind if I heard them in sixth grade. I didn't know these songs in sixth grade, but if I did, I think I would have been, I would have experienced less turmoil. But without that turmoil, I probably would not have found these songs in the first place. So grateful for all days that have happened already. What else did I want to talk about? Every Monday I have, a meeting for my maternal health, research and advocacy club. And I've had those meetings on Mondays at like 9 p.m. for the past several years, but this one was probably one of my favorite meetings that I went to, because we didn't do all that much work, and just kind of sat with, you know, the end of Black History Month, what activists have taught us, why, I don't know, like, I just felt like today's meeting matched, like, I don't know, just the awareness that the present moment demands. I know I use a lot of, like, you know, language on this show that, you know, I'm just using the language I know to describe what I'm experiencing, so, and it doesn't have to be that complicated, but it can be redundant, which is okay, but, we talked about, or there was this TED Talk about, I'm actually not going to talk about it yet because my phone is off to the side and I'm not going to say the names and whatnot. But anyways, in the TED Talk, the speaker was talking about kind of like a womb inside of a womb inside of a womb inside of a womb inside of a womb, and like how many people have sat with you and your grandparents and your grandparents' grandparents and your grandparents' grandparents' grandparents, and have sat with all of those beings in their womb waiting for them to come into the world, and like thinking about how the most natural process, you know, arguably in the human experience of like, you know, giving birth, bringing about life, whatever, it's like, it's not safe. It's 3 to 4 times more fatal for Black women, to give birth. And, you know, aside from that being just horrific, and like, how does that reality not connect us to like the healing we need to do as a societal entity, but also just like how tragic it is that a womb inside of a womb inside of a womb means nothing, I guess, to the structures in place that are supposed to, like, I don't know, protect, uphold, sustain life. I guess, you know, when statistics like that exist, it's very clear that the sustenance of life and equality is not of interest. I don't know. I've been in this space and like have been concerned about, you know, the issues, because why wouldn't you? But also because I think it's like one of the most profound examples, one of the most poignant examples of, you know, not valuing and cherishing Black life from the source, from mothers to children to, you know, it feels like it's at the core of a lot of these things to me, cutting life off from the source of sorts. Anyways, there's so much to hold and sit with, so much to be enraged about, which is what a lot of, I talk about sixth grade me all the time mentally, because I think that's like one of the turning points in my life where I really registered the unfairness of the world. I mean, I was registering it, you know, long before that, but like really it started striking me in a way that I couldn't unsee it, and I saw it everywhere for a while. Anyways, life is about growing from those periods of like, you know, you have grief and then like you build shells around it and like you get more filters to experience the world with, but that filter is always there, and there are like, you know, hundreds of thousands of, I don't know about thousands, probably thousands, maybe a thousand, yeah, thousands of days beyond those sixth grade moments that I also filter life through, that have made things a bit easier and lighter, but yeah, all to say, happy Black History Month. What a complicated human experience it is when you shift people's rights based on how they look, but like that's crazy. But this is all super fleeting, and you know, the truth outlives literally everything. So let's hope that it, you know, surfaces blankets everything, fixes things sooner rather than later. But that doesn't come without action, of course. Anyways, big tangent, but big importance. I just couldn't have that meeting and not talk about it. On that note, here is Lately by Skunk Anansi, a song I've played probably several times on the show, but it's really great. Lead singer, I think she goes by Skin, queer, black, epic lady, from the UK. So hope you enjoy. Grateful for the space. I've been, you know, I'm really leaving. I'm really getting out of here. I'm really on my way out. And I'm registering that in a way that I'm just, you know, I'm here right now. Which is a very, I've never really felt that way at school. I'm always thinking about the next thing to do. Anyways, super long tangent. I hope it was partially enjoyable. Or not even enjoyable. Thank you for listening. I'm happy to anyone who is tuned in here. Here is Lately by Skunk Anansi.
We have
Everybody knows your business. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You just listened to That Was Rolling Out the Red Carpet by Hail the Sun. I just really like the way they're like, I fantasize. You know, it's very like, no way you actually just did that. It's just very exaggerated emo, but in a way that's like, you just get into it, in my opinion. But more importantly, before that, Good Things Don't Always Come to You, and Lately, those songs just like, I like, you know, remind you how epic music can be. Remind me how epic music and freeing it is. And like that, they're just incredibly constructed songs. Every part is so groove-withable. And her voice is just amazing. Wow. Needed to point that out before I could proceed with, I actually don't really know what I want, if I want to do this next. Gonna change my mind. Gonna play the Nova Twins next. This would have been a really big deal if they, like, you know. I think they didn't really come out with their first EP until 2016. I was in high school, not sixth grade. So if they were around when I was in sixth grade, a lot of healing would have taken place. But it's taking place now. Anyways, this song is called Devil's Face. Enjoy.
This is how the story goes. I am not the damsel, you are not the hero. We just put on a good show.
Here are some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, hold that thought, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. The entire world's total military spending, 43% of that is by the United States. How do we glue ourselves together as a nation? That might inform you. The person I wanted to talk about earlier, Shawnee Benton Gibson. Her daughter passed away while she had complications after giving birth. As a black woman in America, she kept telling the doctors that she couldn't breathe well. Her chest hurt. Her body kept telling her that, and she kept crying out. For several days they did not take her seriously. They said, if you just relax, you'll be able to breathe properly, but she couldn't, and she died. So her mother, whose TED Talk I listened to earlier, is big into black maternal advocacy. Yeah, the world ain't right. I think that's obvious these days. But it's simply too big for the vibrations our body emulates alone. It's like we're obviously connected to everything that happens around us, otherwise we wouldn't be affected by it. But you gotta channel it somewhere. And saying her name again, because she spoke so beautifully, Shawnee Benton Gibson has a real way with words and is so clearly channeling this immense love in connection with her daughter, who left behind two children, that moves her to act every day and, create organizations and be an advocate, an activist. I don't know, maybe that's the function of grief sometimes, is to get you to do something, reflect on the connection you have with others. Yeah, I'm feeling really warm in here on a personal note. Sorry, not relevant, but I think the pauses are okay because There's so much to pause and sit with all the time. I hope you give yourself moments to pause and sit and take in how miraculous what you're doing is, like what you're experiencing is. There's always, always, always time to just like, wow, I'm really here right now, you know? That's a big deal. That is a big deal to so many versions of yourself, so many wombs you're connected to. So that's so significant. So maybe don't lose sight of that. Helps me. Maybe it'll help you. Also know someone out there definitely really, truly, deeply cares about you, even if they're not on this plane or whatever. So, I am going to play a Deftones song next because that is what is on the queue. Yeah. Anyways, thank you for listening. I hope the show is giving you space and time to reflect and, you know, be carried away by music. Those are like, you know, my favorite things to do. So glad we're doing that together. Here is a cover of a Smith song as covered by Deftones.
So please, please, please,
Skrupa na dansaria efter en enda natt.
You've enjoyed what you've listened to. That's literally the end of what I have. But I appreciate the listens and attention. And grateful that every single person that is listening right now exists. If you can take a moment to be grateful for that also. Seriously, genuinely, and not really sure how to do a playing us out by the band. I'm gonna play Lifetime by Eve's Tumor. Also thinking, there are a lot of things I could play that would really do something, but anyways this has been Nat. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Just as a reminder, and I'll probably see that again soon, but in the meantime, here's Lifetime. Hope you can just really listen to this one. I don't know, let it wash over you. Or don't. Listen how you want.
Can't. with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
So you know, this has been Nat. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a peaceful night and thank you for listening.
Almost fell into that hole in your life. You're not thinking about tomorrow, 'cause you were the same as me. The world's beneath